This is the Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 17 for Sunday, September 16th, 2012. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Pens Radio Network. Welcome.
Thank you. It's kind of weird. 17 on the 16th.
17 on the 16th.
For 15 minutes. How's that work?
I'm hoping it's going to be longer than 15 minutes.
Well, all right, let's go.
This is going to be our last Sunday broadcast for a few weeks. Since next weekend, we will be in Dallas at the Awesome Dallas Penn Show. Woo-hoo. And the following weekend, we will be in Detroit for the Awesome Michigan Penn Show.
Awesome.
No guarantees, but we will be doing post-show reviews. No guarantees they'll be on Monday, but they'll be early on in the week next week and the following week. And then the week after, we'll be back to our normal Sunday schedule.
After we've recovered from a whole lot of travel.
Yep.
All over the country.
Yep. Our first topic for today was sent in by a listener, and we thought it was a good suggestion. We hadn't talked about it before, so thought it would be a good thing to chat about. Many of us pen collectors have collections that should be insured. Some insurance companies do offer separate riders on your policy to cover special items. You get riders for jewelry, china, silverware, furs, artwork, office equipment, pretty much anything you can think of. Sometimes you can add it to your existing policy for an additional price. Sometimes they have to be written separately. We looked into that option through our insurance company, but we opted to go with the specialty insurance company called Collectibles. You can find them online at collectinsure.com, I believe is the address.
Yep.
They specifically cover things that most other companies don't. Pens, guns, coins, I think they even have teddy bears. I mean, any kind of collection you can think about, pretty much.
Beanie Babies?
I don't know about Beanie Babies, but... no matter what you choose, insuring your collection is definitely something that you really should consider. Once you start getting, you know, more than five pens, it's something that should probably cross your mind.
Yep. I personally hate to pay for insurance, but I do respect the comfort that we have in knowing that if something happens, like a fire, a flood, a theft, we are protected. One additional difference with Collectibles is they have two different types of policies. One for just collectors and one for dealers. We really like that they even cover packages in transit, both through the mail and while traveling, like attending shows, moving, you know, et cetera. Also, anything that occurs at a trade show is covered as well, which really is a benefit as far as we're concerned. We haven't had to file a claim yet, thankfully, but they've been very easy to work with so far.
A couple of years ago, on our way to the Washington, D.C. show, we picked up a very large consignment lot. And right there in the car, I think it was on the way to the show, we called them up, said we needed to increase our policy limits, and bam, it was done. So it was really, really easy and convenient for us to take care of it. And they've been a real joy to work with thus far. Yep. So
very easy.
But definitely something you should consider. We highly recommend it. Not to sound like a commercial for collectibles, but...
No, but whatever company you choose to go with, you should give some consideration to insuring your collection. You worked hard to gather the pens. Many of you probably love them like we love ours. And, you know, you don't want all that money and effort to go down the drain should there be a problem.
Yep. All right.
Onto
something happier. The Dallas, one of my favorite topics, the wish list. I'm going to roll in Dallas and Detroit all into one topic for this week. Since if I don't find it at one place, I'll look for it at the next. But what am I looking for? Well, I'm going to be on the hunt, I think, for another dip pen. I've picked up a couple over the past few months. Rather enjoy finding high quality dip pens.
But you don't use them.
I do a little bit.
When?
Very well, after I first get them, I use them.
Okay.
rumor has it there's going to be a rather lovely Bard Brothers dip pen, and I'm hoping there's going to be some negotiating on that. The nib on that guy is as big or bigger than a Waterman number 8, so and it's flexible. So
I'm going to be negotiating that you don't get it.
Well, moving right along, barring the barring the ability to get that, I'm hoping to find an Aiken Lambert nib for this beautiful Sterling dip pen that I have. You can see it's got a nice snail or chased pattern on it. So I'd like to find a nib for that. Or also I have two John Holland dip pens that I would really, really like to complete. Both of them are retractables. That's what this little part here is for, that slides back the nib in and out. And this guy right here even has a little compact. You can pull the tail out, essentially, is what that does for you. So you've got a little bit better area to write with. And then this part just slides down just like the other. So.
That's funny.
So you can travel with your dip pen. So I'm hoping to maybe find some of those. I'm also still looking for the mysterious Aiken Lambert safety, preferably the full-size model. I'm going to take anything I can find at this point. I know they did make a baby model, but trying to find one of those is rare as hen's teeth. Since this is Dallas, there is also going to be a longtime Diamond Point collector who's usually there, who I bought pens from before. So I'm definitely going to be looking over his table for any older diamond pen, hard rubber pens that he might have. Last time I was there and I saw him, I did pick up two, which were nice additions to the collection. One is this harder to find coin filler, which is kind of cool, and it has a nice add-on clip, which is kind of unusual, that actually says Diamond Point clip on it. So it's an unusual extra clip, but coin fillers are kind of unusual. This is a screw cap as well, and then it comes, this one in particular also has an actual Diamond Point marked nib, which is highly desirable. And I also, the last time we were there, picked up this beauty here. Very, very hard to find. Sterling silver overlay. Now, a lot of Diamond Points, they're not really marked, but this one here, right on the lever, has got the big D. And that's...
Big D for Dallas?
The big D for Dallas, yeah. Most of their overlays and a lot of their pens have the D on the lever for Diamond Point. But this is an actual Sterling overlay, which is unusual. Most of the time, they're gold-filled. But if I can't find any of those types of pens, then I guess last on the list, I'll be looking on the lookout for some early taper cap eyedroppers, which I love. Or any other interesting overlay pens. So.
And was it last year you were on the phone with a friend of ours, a fellow pen collector, and negotiating pens for you and pens for her?
Yeah, actually, it was a couple years ago, I think. But yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Trying to sell pens over the phone. That was fun.
Yep. Let's see. As for me, I'm always on the lookout for Schaefer Lady Scriptsert pens that I don't have already, the clipless ones. That one uncommon old style microfaceted vanishing point that got away.
We should have just pulled the trigger.
Yeah, we should have.
Should have done it.
So lesson here, if it's talking to you, just buy it, because when you go to buy it later, it'll be gone.
Yeah.
Just like with shoes and clothes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about shoes and clothes for guys, but...
for ladies, yeah.
If it's something that's that rare...
And old ink bottles that talk to me. I scored pretty well in Detroit last year with some Parker Penman, and we got some really cool-shaped old Waterman bottles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I had never seen those before.
out of the back of the truck. Yeah.
What are those, 60s, maybe 70s?
Yeah, probably.
Something like that. Very, very cool. Yep. So
I also like the older Aurora pens, and I'm very fond of the ST DuPont lacquer covered pens, but hardly ever pull the trigger. So we'll see.
Which older Aurora pens are we talking about here?
I just want the 75th anniversary.
Oh, okay.
The red one.
So it's not all that old.
It's not all that old, no. I just like it. I want it. I just won't pay that much money.
Well, how much is it again?
Like $500.
Ouch. Wow.
Yeah.
That's like two overlays. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you get two overlays, I get one pen, and, you know, that's like Mother's Day, anniversary, and like Valentine's Day all in one.
Well, now, is Sarge going to be in, Sarge had one. Is he going to be in Dallas? Do we know?
I don't know.
Did he still have it in D.C.? I didn't get a chance to talk to him.
He had it in D.C.
He had it in D.C. Okay.
I drooled on it. So I'm hoping if I drool on it enough, maybe I'll get like a damage discount or something.
Is that like the, what was it, VW had that commercial where the guy went up to the car and he licked on the the door handle?
I'm not licking pens. I'll drool on them. I won't lick them. At least not in public.
All right.
Moving on.
Moving on, man. We have sort of some updates on the pen room.
Well, we have an interesting story. I wouldn't even call it a setback as much as a minor glitch. Let's go with glitch. The flooring that we'd picked out, we fell in love with. Solid bamboo hardwood. Loved it. It's a spice color, so it's not too light. But when Carpenter Joe started to install it, it looked kind of funny to him. It wasn't what he expected it to be. So he took a couple of the pieces to Lowe's where we got it. And they told him that the flooring guy who sold it to us, who's no longer there, by the way, had sold us the wrong type. So Lowe's gets big kudos for making it right. They refunded the original stuff, and then they sold us the correct stuff all at the same price. So they really did do an excellent job on customer service. And just yesterday, they picked up the incorrect bamboo and all of the underlayment. And next week, I think on Monday, actually, tomorrow, the new bamboo, the engineered stuff comes in. And we've got different padding, a better, thicker padding coming. And hopefully, maybe between the two pen shows, we can have this installed. So that would be phenomenal. Then only a couple things left, like another coat of paint on the electrical cover doors, install the baseboards and the baseboard heaters. So excited about heat down there. And then in the meantime, Carpenter Joe is working on building the bookcases and the shelving. And we're really close to getting done.
Yeah, then we need to pick out some additional furniture. We need a couple chairs down there, I think. A table and some bar stools for the packing and the sampling area. And then I think we can probably have ready for the Appleton Pen Club meetings to have a new home. So, oh yeah, and the 18-bottle dual temperature control wine cooler will be down there as well. So,
yay!
So, yeah, it's coming along, and hopefully it'll be soon.
We're close.
Yep.
So while we've been waiting on Joe, what have you been doing? You haven't been searching eBay again, have you?
Oh, no, no, not at all, no.
That means yes.
Just a few items this week. They're all going to be Waterman because they're all completely outstanding. The first one here is a Waterman 0515, which is a gold-filled. And this particular example is a sleeve filler, number 5 nib. It comes in the box, and the price on this guy, reserve not met, $11.49.
How much?
$11.49.
$11.49.
$1,149. Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, we'll take a look at some pictures here.
It better be cool for that kind of money.
What's interesting is the box is original Waterman box, nice box, and it says safety on the top. Now, this is not a safety. It's a sleeve filler, so that's interesting. I don't know if that's the wrong box or not, but beautiful gold fill that has the what they simply called the filigree pattern. Really, really excellent condition. It's got an engraving on it, which is fine by me. See if we can get a better picture of it.
What do you mean, fine by you? Is that coming home?
Not at 11. Well, it didn't sell.
Oh, okay. Phew.
Commonwealth Lodge, number 79, something, something. Nice looking pen, though. Looks like a 1920 engraving date on it. Let's see if we can get a picture of the... Do they have a picture of the actual sleeve filling unit itself? Very clean, though. Doesn't look like there's much in the way of brassing. Here it is right here. These are cool because the actual press bar has the Ideal logo right on the press bar, which is nice. Let's take a look at the nib. Nice, nice New York number 5 nib on this guy. Very nice. Makes you wonder what... there's a better shot there. So the back simply slides off to reveal the press bar.
Looks really clean.
Yeah, yeah. Makes you wonder what the actual reserve on this guy was. So we'll probably see it back on eBay again this week. Number 2... again, like I said, another Waterman. This one is a Waterman 476, and this is in the Gothic pattern. And for those of you who are testing your knowledge of the Waterman numbering system, the 4, of course, in the hundreds column is sterling silver, and the 6 is in the ones column is the nib size, which is a number 6 nib, which is large, good size. And any sterling number 6 pen by Waterman is going to be a nice pen for sure. This particular one, if you're not aware of what the 7 is, the 7 means it's a screw cap eyedropper, which is more uncommon than your standard if this were a regular eyedropper, it'd be a 416. But in this case, let's get some big pictures of it here. Pretty nice looking. You don't see the screw cap version nearly as much. Nice New York number 6 nib. This one also has an engraving on it. But there you can see section just unscrews. Pretty clean cap top there. Nice clip cap. So this is a nice nice looking pen. There's the engraving. 1926, it looks like it says.
470. It's a cool engraving.
Yeah. 476 clearly stamped on the barrel end. Everything looks right there. And so this 476 sold for $647. So essentially just juxtapose the numbers there. So 12 bidders. Nice, nice pen.
See, now that one, I guess, fails my more than I paid for a car gauge. I didn't pay that much for one or two of my cars when I first bought my own cars. So that's, to me, that's a lot of money, but it's a gorgeous pen.
It is.
And definitely uncommon. So.
Yeah. Now, if this was a 416, you'd probably knock a couple $100 off of that. So just because it's a screw cap.
Right.
That's where you're adding the money. And the last one, I say the most beautiful for last, is a Waterman Continental Safety, number 42. This one, outstanding.
Silver. Is it the same seller?
This is the same seller. Yes, yes. I usually try not to do that, but... this time I just couldn't resist. It's fluted. It's silver and pink, gold, rose gold. outstanding workmanship on this case. You can see it's fluted. It has some kind of lodge type of engraving on the top.
And you bought that for me?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Absolutely. It's on the way.
Awesome.
No.
Yay. That's pretty.
Yeah. Isn't it? Can you, and just imagine how much
work. Look at the trim.
Yeah. How much work did that take to get those bands
in there like that? Absolutely gorgeous. Oh, I'm so excited to get that in the mail. Not.
and this one also has an interesting, it looks like it's got an engraving on it too, but it goes around the bottom part where the turning knob is.
Did that say mobile?
MOBIL period. There might have been something else there. 1939 to something. But
pretty pen.
It has a an interesting nib though. Now let's see if you can catch why I think this is interesting. The nib reads Waterman 14K and then a very large number 2, made in France.
Well, the nib made in France, although it's an uncommon pattern, so is the entire thing made in France?
Well,
and the breather hole is different.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I guess, I don't know. what I was seeing here right away was that if the nib is French made, it's only a 14 karat nib. It's French made nibs are typically 18 karat. So, and it looks like it's very flexible, very, very narrow up here towards the top. Very narrow. So it's probably a wickedly flexible nib, but beautiful, beautiful pen.
Gorgeous.
And by far the most affordable of the three today, $420. Super. Those Continentals are just something else. So that's it for eBay this week.
Well, I guess if we can't have one of those, at least we can shop at the pen shows.
I hope so. Speaking of pen shows.
Yay, Dallas coming up next weekend. Oh my God. In fact, today's what, Sunday? So by this time next week, the pen show will be over.
Yeah, it'll be over. Yeah, absolutely. We'll have been on
our
way
halfway home.
Right, right. So
Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd. I was told that there will be some trading on Thursday for those people who are there. Heard that from one of the organizers. I will end up picking up Brian from work Wednesday late afternoon, early evening, and then we head on down south, y'all. I
nice.
Just wanted to say that, y'all.
Nice.
We plan to drive in Thursday after about 20 hours of driving, sleep hard and fast, and just hit the ground running on Friday morning. It's a great show. We love it. We do have a few rituals on our travels, such as stopping at a Coach outlet store if one is open. Brian usually lucks out, and we pass most of them in the middle of the night, so we don't stop all that often. One of our fun rituals, though, is there's an outlet mall in Allen, Texas, about an hour north of the Dallas Show Hotel, and we always stop.
Yeah, well, you know, at that point, we're pretty tired, but we always score some nice things there. Sometimes it's completely random. One year we picked up a bathrobe at Brooks Brothers for my mom. We snagged a pair of snow boots, honest to God. You know, could drive to Texas for snow boots. Last year I got a winter, it's not a winter coat, but it's a sweater type thing that I wore almost all winter last year.
Yep.
But you know, usually by the time we reach Allen, we're pretty worn out. We're close. So it's a nice little break to stretch, rearrange the car, clean out the trash, you know. And once we get back on the road, it's really a short drive and we're there. So, you know, third year going and we wouldn't miss it. So a lot of dealers going to be there. They're working hard at promotion. Terrific show hosts. In case you hadn't guessed, it's going to be a good show. And I understand there's also going to be a silent auction as well. So that'll be fun with some pretty cool items.
Yep, so. Just like they did last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yep. That's right.
The very next weekend after that is the Detroit show on September 28th and 29th. The same schedule, Friday and Saturday. This is a smaller show, but a lot of fun and very friendly hosts. The table rates are low. The hotel price is really good. So we will end up spending Saturday night there and then drive home Sunday, which is not how we normally do things. It's a decent drive. It's only about 9 hours, so that's a short one for us.
Yep.
And it'll be nice to drive during the day exclusively.
Right.
But for me, the best thing is getting home and sleeping in our own bed after being gone and driving all night.
Yep. Yeah, that'll be fun. Good to go to Detroit again. And we get to see our fellow Appleton Pen Club member, Mike Kirk, will be there.
Yep.
And some of our friends from, is it the Ontario Pen Club, usually bus in and show up there. So,
yep.
A lot of people we don't see at some of the other shows we get to see in Detroit, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be fun.
So, all right. We have some minor modern pens to talk about, some web updates.
Just a little bit. We've been busy working on lots of other things, but our long-awaited J. Herbin Ocean Blue 1670 Anniversary Ink finally arrived. It's selling fast. Very limited quantities available to everyone.
Yeah.
We did manage to score a couple bottles. So when it's gone for, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks. The Rotiorama web notebooks in assorted colors, those are going fast as well. They're really cool. Lots of other items have been restocked. So it's been fun to be home a couple days a week and have just this steady stream of UPS and FedEx drivers ringing the bell.
I'm totally jealous, by the way.
I know. I'm sorry. I should be nicer and not text you that, you know, oh, Herbin just arrived, or oh, Conklin just arrived, or, you know.
Yeah, it's terrible. Oh, I get
the
these
Schaefer
texts.
Box arrived.
Yeah, all day long I get these text messages. Oh, well, this is really cool. Oh, we got to check this out. Oh, I'm sorry, you're at work. You know.
Sorry.
The ink's really cool. The bottle's really neat.
Yeah.
Sorry. This week... I also posted up on the blog a review of the new Conklin Endura pen, which I just love. Really a fantastic, fantastic pen, I think. The plastics are great. They really hold true to vintage style kind of marbling. The clip, I think, is one of the funnest parts of the pen. It's a classic Conklin type clip where you just press down at the top and then... That's, you know, you can put it in your shirt pocket. Just press it, put it down, let it go.
Spring loaded.
Yep, there you go. It has a really nice looking two-tone nib. Probably, I don't know if you can see that. Very clean. It doesn't have a lot of the fluff and the generic scroll work you often see on some modern nibs. Very clean. Simply says Conklin inside a gold-plated... Circle, Toledo, USA, that's it. So really nice. If you haven't seen it, take a look. It's up on the blog right now. So
awesome. Speaking of reviews, I'm going to get to a review of the Herbin 1670 Anniversary Inks, both the Hematite and the Ocean Blue this week. And I will be reviewing my Edison Beaumont. I've been using that almost exclusively for about the last week to 10 days and just love it.
Cool. We also, speaking of web, we have a special promo through the end of the month. There's a coupon code for free shipping on all orders over $75. For international customers, coupon gives you $5 off your total. So be on the lookout for that. It's on the homepage. You can get all the details there. So. Yep. And let's not forget about our back-to-school giveaway.
We've been having a blast with this. We've gotten in some really awesome and creative entries for the giveaway, including one that had two French stamps with the letters A and P on them.
Okay.
We got a Christmas card, but so far I think that, at least for me, the most creative one is one written on the back of part of a Raisin Bran box.
This one right here.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's cool.
I actually went to pick them up, and I just burst out laughing in the middle of the post office. So I left it, and Brian and I walked down and picked it out together, and it was a really funny entry.
Yep. Until October 6th, we will accept letters and postcards for our October 7th podcast drawing. On that day, the winner will be offered his or her choice of the Monteverde Artista Crystal, two packages of Pelican International cartridges, and one of our very own Proper Pads notebooks.
Pen color choices are clear, turquoise, pink, or lime green. Nibs are all medium, so that choice is easy. The winner will also choose from the five different colors of Pelican short international cartridges, which are brilliant black, royal red, brilliant... Let me try that again. Brilliant black, royal blue, brilliant red, turquoise, and violet. We'll toss in one of our newly designed notebooks as well.
Pen, paper, and ink, all to the winner.
Send your entry in the form of a postcard or a letter or a note card. No emails, texts, or other electronic entries allowed. Limit one per person, please. And please include your email address on your entry so that we can contact you if you're the winner. And yes, of course, international entries are both allowed and encouraged. Mail them to us at Anderson Penn's Back to School Giveaway, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
The winner will be drawn at random during the podcast that day. Anything else this week?
I think we've covered pretty much everything.
Okay. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online at...
Email brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
We are on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/AndersonPens.
On the web, of course, andersonpens.net.
And check out the blog, andersonpens.net/blog.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you next week.
Bye.